This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Happy New Year, you hooligans! Why do I call you hooligans? Because you are gangsters in 2016, the latter part. You celebrated 2016 like the world was coming to an end, and you have the left on tilt, you hooligans! That's right, you miscreants. That's what the left thinks of you. I got nothing but love for you. I got nothing but love! Oh, my goodness. 2018. Day two of 2018, isn't it? Yeah. This is what a celebration. I don't know what you did. I hope you hung out with family and friends, had a great time. I tell you this, I did a message to you guys that said, thank you so much for just being who you are. I don't have any fans. We're friends and family. And I can't thank you enough for what you did in the cause of freedom. Because let me tell you something. If we hadn't done what we did, you know all the crap we'd be going through right now. But let me tell you what. This is a good news. This is all good news. You will have 365 days of good news in 2018, beginning yesterday. And more importantly, when you hear this show, I'm going to tell you all the great things that are happening and give you some insights so you understand just how great this country is becoming. We're going back to this, what I call year two of the recovery. 2017 was year one. This is year two of the recovery, and you're about to see what leadership of the greatest country that the world has ever known, with the largest economy that the world has ever seen, can do under real leadership, not finger quote leadership like Obama. So you ready for the new year? You started your resolutions, you got your bucket list, because let me tell you something. You should be writing down your goals. You should be looking at all the things you want to accomplish personally and professionally. And once you have all that stuff there, start deleting the things that don't matter anymore to you. Get rid of it. Yeah. So I was at church, and the pastor talked about Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'm not going to go all biblical on you, but essentially Solomon wrote a pretty, you know, morbid book. When he says, you know, all this stuff that you've accumulated, all these things that you've done in your life are vapor. I think about this all the time. I get up in the morning, and I got to go to war. I got to go to work, and I got to go to war with my own brothers and sisters in this country who are idiots. And I ask myself practically every day, why do you do it? There's a little voice in my head, God going, because I told you, Kevin. It's, you know, it doesn't come quite like that, but it's almost like that. And because it's such a monumental waste of time to go after, you know, try to convince people of sanity and the naysayers. If I had a book and I published all the death threats and the Uncle Toms and all that stuff, I hope it would be a bestseller. But it would be replete with that stuff. And I ask myself, why? Why should I do this? Why should I put myself on the line? And I don't have an answer because, like Solomon says, at the end, it's all vapor. And there's something inside of me, and probably you too, that says it may very well be. But my children and grandchildren and your children and grandchildren should be able to have their chance at vapor. They got to chase, do all the crazy things. When you look back on your life and you go, man, I never should have done that. I was really stupid or whatever. And you know your kids are doing, you watch them, they're doing the same crap. And you say to yourself, God, you know, why bother? You know, you teach them they're going to redo the same thing and they're going to end up in the same place as you. And at the end of it, because there's a beginning and an end to all these cycles, right? There's the beginning of your life and the end of your life, and you know it's coming. And the more close you get to that, you know, to that end of life, the more contemplative you think about all the stuff you did in the past. It was a waste of your time. And I'm just going to tell you right now, folks, this is a monumental waste of our time in the scheme of things, in terms of the quality of life. And some might even say, well, Kevin, if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing? I don't know. I'd probably be a crappy jazz musician at some bodunk, you know, little bar, some cheesy bar. Or I'd be traveling more and hanging out. I don't. But is that even, you know, worthy of consideration of what's meaning of life? I'm not trying to be morbid here, but here's what I will tell you. I don't even care. Unlike a lot of people who I've met in this industry, they're like, oh, it's important that I leave a legacy. I don't care what the legacy of this is. I fight every single day, scratching out the living because of this thing that burns inside of me that says America means something. I don't know what it means in the scheme of things. Maybe it is this biblical prophecy, I believe, that the good guys win in the end, that Christianity, you know, Jesus comes back and, you know, the rapture and there's a thousand years of peace or whatever. I don't know. But what I'll tell you is that's what there's something around that that drives me to get up and do the same thing day in and day out. And we are rinsing and repeating 2018. The only difference between 2016 is that and beyond and back is I feel exuberant. I feel amazing, exhilarated over what the prospects are, wherever that may lead. I believe it's going to introduce you and me and many other conservatives and people around the world to this new thing. Let's just call it it. That it factor that Donald Trump brings. I believe the it factor is the American spirit, which is born of Judeo-Christian values. And I don't know where it all, you know, the cosmic, you know, makeup of all of it, but something tells me it's good and we're headed in that direction. And that's why I look at this year and go, yeah, it's rinse and repeat. 2017, we're going to fight it all over again, which, by the way, I love 2017. Yeah, baby! But I'm even more excited about 2018. And it isn't because it's necessarily going to impact me so much. I think it will. I think it's going to be an amazing year. I think this will be a breakout year for my team and for the conservative movement and all the effort that we put in. I believe that in all my heart. But if it isn't, and it's another rinse and repeat of 2017, you know what? I'm okay. Probably so are you. The Democrats are in trouble. Leftism is in trouble. Evil is in trouble. We finally got evil on the run. All the leftists, there's, oh, Kevin, have you seen what's going on with Papadopoulos? He's testified. Let me tell you something. Papadopoulos, name them. Manafort, that's what they want to hang their hats on. The left, you're in for a very rude awakening to 2018, my friends. And in November, you're going to find out just how bad things are for you. So, Happy New Year, people. I'm ready for it. I love that you're hooligans. Short break. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Democrats say 2018 is going to be an amazing year for them, and I agree. In fact, I'll expand on that in a bit. But I want to play a clip. You get that clip. Paul Begala, he predicts a Democrat victory in 2018. I want to play this clip for you.
It's counterfactual. It's false, Rick. The Democrats would gladly work with him. If he had Donald Trump is a conservative ideologue who actually wanted to do
No, he's an autocrat who is trying to enrich himself in office, and he's succeeding. The Republicans seem to want to help him with that, passing a tax bill that lines Trump's pockets. Democrats unwilling to do that. But the Democrats have done very well politically in the year of Trump. They won a landslide in Virginia. They swept maybe even the majority of the House of Delegates. So a huge landslide in New Jersey, much more blue state. And they won a Senate race in Alabama. Now, I know there was allegations of child molestation. It's probably not the
minor issue there. Yeah.
But if you just explain it away like that, it's like when Scott Brown won the Senate seat in Massachusetts. All my Democrats said, oh, it's a one-off. It's no big deal. We then rolled into the worst landslide we'd ever had in the midterm. This is what's going to happen in 2018.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. Landslides. He's predicting there will be a Democrat landslide. And here's what's funny about this. And I only want to walk – look, you know what I'm about to tell you except the angle. So he's using the landslide that he called in Virginia where they did all what they did. By the way, a cheat election. The only way Democrats win is they cheat. Landslide in New Jersey, which he admits is a blue state. And then the Senate seat in Alabama, where the Republicans actually ran against their own candidate, who was accused of being a child molester from 30, 40 years ago. So he was painted in a negative thing, which, and Paul Begala knows, that Senate seat will go back to the Republicans in 2018. That's what he bases it on. He didn't give you a single policy position. Nothing. And that's what I want you to understand. These guys look at everything wrong. If I were a strategist, if I were working, going into this company that is the Democrat Party, and I said, okay, guys, let's look at what we've got. And they said to me, well, Kevin, things look good because we won Virginia, we won, New Jersey, and we've won this thing in Alabama. And I knew all the details around it. I would be like, really? So what are your policy positions? How are you going to undo the agenda of Donald Trump? Because you had 8 years of building the agenda, and it cost you over 1,000 seats, 1,030 or 1,080. I can't remember the number. It cost you those. So what is it about that agenda do you want to keep? Do you think is going to be your strategy going? Honestly, guys, I'm taking off my political hat. I'm putting on my management consulting hat, and I'm saying, the policies of 8 years under the guy that you believed was the best thing since sliced bread cost you over 1,000 seats. Explain to me what happened. Not to go all Hillary Clinton on you, but what happened? Did the policies just not work? Were the policies not sold correctly? Because if you say that, I'm going to show you how much money you put into the sale of those policies. You know, how much did you invest in Obamacare? Political currency and real currency. What was its impact on the people? Forget polls. Real life, where do you think the people really sit with this? Because you no longer have the bully pulpit. This is the kind of conversation I would have with them. I'd say, so are you prepared to put a lot more money into Obamacare? Would you invest in selling that Obamacare thing? Yes or no? Now, here's the biggest problem that the Democrats have. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And this is the reason why they get a butt kicking but good in 2018. Yeah, feel good about yourselves. Happy New Year, conservatives. The reason not a single one of them voted to support a president who's got a track record of success, whether you like his politics or not, he's got a track record of success. So flip this. Make this about Obama. Make this that Obama got unemployment down first year, down below what even levels that they didn't think were achievable. Stock market higher than the levels they didn't even think were achievable. He saved Carrier. He brought manufacturing back. He's essentially revitalized the economy. He's got consumer confidence through the roof. I don't know at what levels, how far it goes back, but it's crazy, more high than your predecessors. And every policy position, immigration, we've got illegal immigration down considerably. We've got, other than, cops are still being killed and a few Muslim terror acts from time to time. Pretty much Donald Trump's got his finger, he's pretty much plugged a lot of holes here. He vowed to take care of ISIS. He vowed to bring law enforcement, back to the forefront in America. And I could go on. And whether you like the thing with Israel or not, other people promised to do it and didn't do it. Look at all the broken promises, broken promises of tax reform, just doing something with it. So all that said, if tax reform works, and it will, what do the Democrats have? The only thing that Democrats can hope going into November 2018 of this year, yes, it is this year, is that something devastating happens to this economy. but show me where it is. How many companies do you think will be back here, will already have started manufacturing? If you believe that the money that's now come back into these companies by way of their tax cuts isn't going to find its way into this economy and start to show the effects of that, you're out of your mind. But they don't, they can't point to anything. I go back to what Bagala said. You can listen to the entire interview. He can't tell you, oh, well, we're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to bring in more illegals? You're going to bring in more refugees? Oh, you want to raise taxes? Right? People are getting money back. The government is telling you it's not our money. And you think that's going to be your strategy? You're going to take money away? See, this is the beauty of it. Donald Trump is saying, go ahead, take the money away from people. Because that's what you're going to run on. You're going to run on the idea that you don't want the people that earn, that make their money to be able to keep it. And now you're going to take it back. See, that's the way we've always allowed entitlements to occur. Oh, you give them, you know, Medicaid or whatever, and then suddenly you go, well, we can't cut that. You know, that's an it's not entitlement. The entitlement is your money. Your money allows you to prep and do the things you need to do to make sure that your family can survive. But what these guys are doing is a joke. They have no policy position. Give me anything that Barack Obama ran on. He's going to empty out Gitmo. Fine. Okay, great. I don't care whether Gitmo exists or it doesn't exist. But what I do care about is, why are you releasing terrorists to go fight our troops? You know, so they, our guys have the potential to die again. Donald Trump is eradicating ISIS. And you know what? They're starting to notice. Part of this hour, we will talk about how the left, we already played a clip from a guy named Smirkanish, who said Donald Trump is undoubtedly one of the most, probably the most consequential president, first-year president in history. And the sooner the left recognizes this, the better. Because ignoring this is going to be their downfall. And he's exactly right. But I will play other, I will regale you with other clips from MSNBC, CNN. The writing is on the wall. People can no longer keep the tempest in the teapot. They now know exactly what we've been saying. Donald Trump's a rock star. He's a stud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Patriots, all of you, loving you being here with me today. Yes, all right. Welcoming in the, bringing in the new year together, radio-wise. And hopefully we will all have the year that we, I'll just say that God wants us to have. Because, you know, here's the thing, folks. It's not our plan. It's God's plan. Understand that. Do what you can to work towards something, but here's the thing. Don't do it for yourselves. Do it for something greater than you. That's the reason why we do this, isn't it? We have better things to do. Honestly, do you really, unless you're just a debater and you just like arguing with dumb heads, you know, little crazy monkeys, there's no reason to be involved in politics and deal with leftists. It has to be for the greater good. Who wants to do this? I'm a funny guy at heart. I just want to laugh at stuff. I want to go to a party and somebody says, oh, Trump this, that, and the other. And I'm like, whatever. And laugh. I don't want to be like, shut up. What, you don't know nothing? Why, what are you talking about? What do you know about Donald Trump? I don't want to get into those kind of debates, but I do. Every day. I can get, don't even start with me. I have 10 times more debates than probably anybody you know. I'm talking about on social media, on TV, sometimes on the radio show, whatever. I'm in 10 times, and I'm being conservative. Today, for example, I will engage in no less than 20 debates with leftists. And of course, I will absolutely destroy them. I will crush them like a bug. And I do it for you. It's funny. I'll be in a Twitter battle or some stupid debate with a leftist and spend 15 minutes over this until they finally just go, you're crazy, you Uncle Tom, whatever, bye. And then they cut me off. My social media people will tell you this, and I finally chase them away. And then I reflect and go, you just spent 15 minutes, Kevin, of your life that you could have done doing something else, right? But that's okay. Yeah. And by the way, I don't enjoy the debate. I enjoy winning. Of course I enjoy that. I enjoy demoralizing some bonehead monkey brain leftist. Yeah, I enjoy that. But there are things I enjoy more. But I get involved in it. And the reason is because it is a necessary thing to have to happen. Every time one of those guys loses, so I'll give you a good example. This one guy, he says, he literally starts out by saying to me, you are the worst piece of crap, to use a different word, because of something you said on Fox, you're the worst piece of crap to humanity, blah, 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 blah. And I fired back, no, that would be your mother. And then he came back with something else, and I came back harder. I mean, this was like he's jabbing, and I'm slipping his jabs, and then bam, I'm popping him good, right, beating him up. And then at the end, he goes, you're very mean-spirited. And I went, really? So I said, and I went back. I always go back to the original thing they send me, and I just quoted it and said, here's how you came to me. And then you're mad that I fight you back with vigor. So what you wanted me to do was to be a chump, right? Well, you didn't get a chump. And so then it go. Then they realize, oh, shoot, yeah, you're right. I did say that. And I had one guy recently go, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. But almost every one of them, they, so what? You know, you are that, blah, blah, blah. And then they run off. But you know what they run off? They run off with a message that conservatives don't take any crap. They will use your own words against you and show you the stupidity of your own ways. And those battles matter. And I do 20 of those a day. And they're probably take anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes. You figure out how much time it is. Let's say it's an hour. If you think for 1 second I would prefer to spend my time that hour doing that nonsense versus something I really want to do, you're smoking. You live in Colorado and you're 420. You're smoking that reefer because I don't want to do it. But I'm not letting them get away with it. Anyway, here's what I want to tell you. There are so many signs that we are winning. And I played one earlier where McCornish, as I said Trump may be the most consequential president in history. But I want you to listen to other people talking about Trump. And in this particular case, should we do the Trump one first or should we do they don't really directly speak to Trump. One of them is Paul Callan, who says he's a CNN analyst who says that the attacks on the FBI are justified. On another one, and let's cover this one first, MSNBC said that Obama underestimated Russian cyber tactics. So let's do the Obama one first.
And we begin with a new sweeping piece in the Washington Post that looks at how the U.S. underestimated cyber threats from Russia, finding inaction to be the most consistent policy. Early warning signs of a growing Russian disinformation threat included the 2005 launch of RT, the Kremlin-funded TV network. But the real wake-up call came in early 2014, when the Russians annexed Crimea and backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. According to the Post, an intercepted Russian military intelligence report dated February 2014 documented how Moscow created fake personas to spread disinformation on social media to support its broader military campaign. In the White House Situation Room in the spring of 2014, aides pitched President Obama on creating several global channels in Russian, Mandarin, and other languages that would compete with RT. The proposed American versions would mix entertainment with news programming and pro-Western propaganda, but President Obama brushed aside the idea as politically impractical. After the 2016 election, officials briefly considered rushing out a new order that, for the first time since the collapse of the Soviet Union, would authorize sweeping covert operations against Russia. But they opted against such a far-reaching approach and instead made use of an existing presidential finding designed to combat cyber threats around the world rather than specifically Russia. Obama signed a separate order which gave the CIA the authority to plan operations against Russia.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So that was Jansing, Chris Jansing, and her cohort. But she's reading this, and she's going to go into a Q&A on the panel. And the critical things that I want you to understand are as follows. One, this is MSNBC. And two, they are quoting a piece from the Washington Post. These are two very leftist organizations. MSNBC, I don't need to explain it, Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, who hates Donald Trump, and they say how the United States underestimated cyber threats from Russia, going back to warning signs of Russian disinformation that were included in the 2005 launch of RT. If you haven't heard of RT, go look at it. They have a little green logo. And it was it's just like Al Jazeera or whatever else. And I don't consider it a propaganda arm. It's a media outlet from another country. What do you think they're going to do? Oh, America, you're so wonderful. They're going to tell you what things from their perspective. I think that's great. Al Jazeera is a good thing to have because it gives you what are the Arabs supposedly thinking. Now, I take them all with a grain of salt. What have we learned about media? If you think our media is crooked, do you think Al Jazeera is going to be on the up and up? Do you think RT, Russian television, is going to be on the up and up? No. But you at least get some perspective. So good. Bring it. I want to see it. But here's the point. They said the real wake-up call came in 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea, backing separatists in eastern Ukraine. An intercepted Russian military intelligence report dated February 2014 documented how Moscow created fake personas. Now I want to move ahead. The media now starts to question Barack Obama. Why? Because of information from the Democrats. All this information is stuff that has been floating around in the Democrat world and through their emails and whatever. Now, WikiLeaks and Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, they may have uncovered some of it. But this is all stuff because of this investigation into Russia has really come to the fore. Their insistence on investigating President Trump's ties to Russia caused the spotlight to shine on the Democrats. But here's what, in January of last year, 2017, because a lot of people don't realize we are now in 2018. January of last year, they asked Barack Obama his thoughts on Russia. You'll remember prior to, in 2016, when there was all this talk of Russian interference by Trump, Barack Obama assured us there was no possible way that the Russians could hack our elections until they decided that they want to change the narrative. But here's what he said in an interview. He said he didn't misjudge the potential threats of Putin, despite U.S. intelligence reports that Putin had personally ordered a, quote, influence campaign to meddle in presidential elections. And here's what Barack Obama said specifically. I don't think I underestimated him. And I love that. He's not even sure about what he doesn't remember. I don't think I underestimated him. Either you did or you didn't. You say, I didn't underestimate him. Or perhaps I did underestimate him. But I don't think I did. Yeah, that's real definitive. And he says, but I think that I underestimated the degree to which in this new information age, it is possible for misinformation, for cyber hacking and so forth, to have an impact on our open societies, our open systems, to insinuate themselves into our democratic practices in ways that I think are accelerating. So what that is, that's gobbledygook for, yeah, I screwed up, but he won't admit it. Anyway, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm giving you signs. Our theme today is signs. Things to look for in the coming year. And what's been going on from 2017 and what will continue. And how do you need to discern all this information coming at you? You know what's funny about all the information coming at you? The thing that you do that you need to learn how to do best is what to omit. What to say, "I'm not interested." And I can tell you from personal experience in putting together radio shows, it's tough to go, huh, is this going to be of interest to my, you know, my listeners, my friends, and my family that's out there listening? Or is this just for my own, you know, like my own little curiosity? And is it important? Is it important to me personally? Is it important to the world at hand, et cetera? You have to, it's separating the wheat from the chaff. And who knows? Some of you guys will say, Kevin, why don't you cover so-and-so? And I go, like Sheila Jackson Lee and the whole incident with the plane. We did a meme on it. And we what did we put? We put Sheila Jackson Lee in first place, and we called it a privilege class. See, there's economy class, there's first class, and there's privilege class. And we put privilege class, where black congresswomen can kick everybody off of a plane or make them go sit at the back of the plane, you know, like she's some kind of Rosa Parks. But I didn't write about it. People, Kevin, why are you writing about it? Because it was all you knew. What was I going to add to it? A little comedy? I did say, you know, Holy Mother of Rosa Parks, because I thought that was kind of crazy that they kicked this white woman off a plane. And it turns out this lady's like a big environmentalist. She's a big lefty. Yeah, so, again, the left teaches itself a lesson. Yeah, they're elitists that can get you kicked off the plane, environmentalists. You worked very hard so that that black woman rights would surpass yours, and she could get you kicked off a plane. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Anyway, here's the thing I want to talk about in terms of signs, because the more I learn about Barack Obama, the more I chuckle at his abject incompetence, and the more I really just want to be the fly on the wall when leftists are really talking openly and honestly about their feelings about Barack Obama. They may, like this lady that got kicked off the plane, she may publicly go, I'm doing lots to help black people, I don't understand it, but behind the scenes, you better know she's all, man, that crazy black woman, how they gonna kick me off the plane? She went totally sister. That white woman went sister. You better know she did. She was finger up in the air, neck moving around. I can't believe they let that black woman on the plane in front of me. What kind of thing are we doing here? Yeah, she just went crazy. And deservedly so. Because she's an idiot. Leftists think they're helping black people do what? What you help Sheila Jackson Lee do? Pull rank? Show you that Democrats believe themselves to be elitist? Let me tell you what I believe a true conservative would have done. They would have said, is there any way possible to get me on the plane? No, Mrs. Conservative, you know, and I realize you're Congressman so-and-so or Congresswoman so-and-so, but we have no way. And they'd go, okay, fine, when's the next flight? What else could I take? Sheila Jackson Lee didn't have some, you know, my mother's dying. You know, I got to get home at this time. Look, we've all been there. I got stuck in an airport. I've been stuck in, I don't know, at least 5 airports in my life. Sometimes here in the States, a couple times internationally, well, at least one time internationally, it's no fun. But it is what it is. But not for them. Anyway, we were talking about what are the signs that people are starting to look differently. And I want to play this. This is Doug Schoen talking about the FBI. And Doug Schoen is I think he's a Democrat strategist. But here's what he says about the FBI.
Doug, I wonder if this is going to backfire at all on the Democrats, only because it seems, well, we all know the Russians had some kind of interference in our election. But as this all starts to add up, what we're finding is that this so-called dossier, which was largely discredited by everyone, was somehow treated potentially as a reason for looking into the Trump campaign as the first place. If they find that, Doug, I just wonder if it's going to land the Democrats and Hillary Clinton's team in a whole lot more trouble than anyone anticipated.
Well, first, it's not Hillary Clinton's team anymore. Second, that's a very big if, Trish, and we don't know for certain what, if anything, the dossier was used in terms of the FISA court. And third, as you've reported, 4 people have pled guilty, including General Flynn, and we need to let the investigation run its course. That is not to say that there are not abuses in the FBI. The Republicans are right. We're seeing more and more of those every day, but you can do both. You can finish the investigation. You can see where, as Jason Chaffetz said, where the facts go. And you can also investigate the FBI, because what we're learning is very, very troubling, more so on a daily basis.
It took him a while to get there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. But he, after laying out, well, you know, General Flynn and Manafort, Papadopoulos, none of them are going, they have nothing to report negative about Donald Trump. In fact, Papadopoulos said Trump asked him to arrange a meeting. Then they found out through his emails that wasn't the case. Moreover, when he testified, and we just posted on this, yesterday, when he testified, he says, no, he didn't actually ask me to set the meeting. I was just trying to do it on my own. So after the White House turns over 20,000 of Papadopoulos' emails and says, go, get here they are. The minute there was any sign of impropriety, here you go. Here's Donald Trump Jr.'s. Who else's do you need? So you explain to me how guilty people turn their stuff over versus what Hillary Clinton did, which is bleach bit, hammer disk drives and phones, delete her own emails, but run against freedom of information, fight stuff in court to keep stuff from getting out. Is that the way innocent people behave? Oh, I couldn't let you see my personal emails from my yoga and chill. If you are not guilty, you say, here are all the emails. Go through them. There's 30,000 that I think you're going to have no relevance to what you're looking for, but you'll be able to rifle through those pretty quick. So here you go. And then put 125 investigators on it. We already know the fix was in. I don't need to go through that again. But here's the other thing I want to show you. I want to talk about, here's another sign that things are awry, and this is another discussion about the FBI, and this came from CNN. Here it is.
Because he went to Hillary Clinton's victory party, he needs to be gone. And then, is that it? Then can the investigation move forward?
As long as there's no more bias, and I think that we're getting to the bottom of that, I think also Congress should be able to access the, you know, the problem with Strzok's firing is that the investigation was stonewalling Congress as to why he had been fired. I understand that it was politically sensitive, they were trying to play the political game, but the problem we have here is that the FBI appears to be inherently political, inherently biased. I think the director has done a good job with Strzok. He should have been more forthcoming about why he fired Strzok. I think Weissman needs to be gone. And I think, you know, the director is moving forward resolutely to conclusion here.
But I mean, listen, Michael, it's just absurd on its face to think that the FBI is some den of lefty liberals. It just doesn't hold water. As you know, I mean, the people leading the investigation are Republicans, and the FBI is a crime-fighting organization that I think if you did a poll, most people would say that they were Republicans. It's just not the lefty organization that the president is painting it as.
No, I think that the people who have been called out, like Strzok and his lover, I think Weissman and others, are an anomaly at the FBI. I think most FBI agents, in fact, I know a lot of FBI agents, former and present, who I've worked with over the years, who are upset about the perception that their organization is political, and they're upset of the behavior of some of these people at the investigation. The morale itself is a little bit low over the FBI because of this perception, and weeding it out is probably the first thing that needs to be done.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So that was a guy by the name of Michael Caputo. He's having a discussion with Allison Camerota, formerly with Fox, who went over to CNN. And he essentially says the FBI appears to be inherently biased. How are you going to argue that? You know what the left's argument is? Well, it's not all of them. I mean, come on. Ask yourself this. Do they argue that for police? When there's a cop killing, have you ever heard a person go, these CNN, MSNBC people go, look, the police are overwhelmingly good, etc. It's said so, you know, so tepidly that it's overlooked by the case of, oh, this cop just shot a heinous criminal like a Michael Brown, or, you know, I don't know, he wouldn't call him heinous, but certainly a criminal. He tried to kill a cop, or some of the other names that we all have come to know, but they don't say a word. They buy the narrative. But the idea that these very corrupt, at the highest level, FBI people don't represent the agency, well, they're the leadership of the agency. What do you mean they don't represent the agency? Of course they do. And then, well, let's take a poll. Most people would say the FBI is Republican. Really? So what's that supposed to mean? That the handful of Democrats running it aren't crooked?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.